This is our fifth shiur on Kiddush HaChodesh, and because of the meeting, it'll be an abbreviated shiur, but there is one very interesting topic which we left off with, exactly where we left off last time, and that we can pick up with that now. It's perfectly suited for a kind of a mini shiur. And that is the topic on page Chaf Hei. Yes, Os Yud Gimel. So a brief introduction before we see the words of the Minchas Chinuch. There is a sugi in halacha in Hilchos Eidos that says that for testimony to be admissible, I should say, it has to be subject potentially to hazama. We know there's a parsha in the Tomer of Edom Zomimim where two subsequent witnesses say about the witnesses who've already testified, Imanu Ha'isem, they don't contradict the substance of the testimony, but they say rather that the witnesses who previously testified simply can't be telling the truth because they were with us at the given time of the testimony. And that's obviously a parsha in the Torah, and the Gemara learns out that for testimony to be admissible, it has to be potentially subject to Hazama, but if for whatever reason there was a situation in which testimony was inoculated somehow, it was not going to be able to be huzum-sized, my personally favorite made-up word, if it couldn't be huzum-sized, so then it's not considered admissible testimony. So the shaila the Minchas Chinuch is going to raise now is the edus of Kiddush HaChodesh, is what we've been studying, does that testimony have to be ra'i la'azima or not? You'll say, well, why shouldn't it be? Okay, so that's going to be the issue that he confronts. So we're on Os Yud Gimel, page Chaf Hei, left-hand side of the page. V'nira, he says, first he just says, Misvara. What does he think? And then he'll start analyzing it in light of Makaros. V'nira, the Be'inon Kan, Gam Edus, Shihiyu Yacholim Lazima. Presumably, he says, this testimony also should be subject to Hazama. Af, the B'diyevit, Im Kitchu Bezdin, Alpiha, Muzamim, Hama'asakayim. The first reason he gives why you might have thought it shouldn't need it is presumably a very good one. After all, we have seen previously the famous drasha in the Gemara Shadaf of Hey, Atem, Afilu Mu'ataim, Afilu Mezimim, it's the Farish in the Gemara, right? That even if it turns out you did a Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Bezdin said, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, and then you find out that they made a mistake, or they were lying, or they were Zomimim. The halacha is, Gzeres HaKosov, once the Bezdin says Mekudosh, there's no backsies. The kids would say, it's absolutely good, it's valid. Even though, obviously, it's b'dieved, but it's valid. So, usually, in a typical case where you have Edom Zomim, obviously their testimony gets thrown out. But here we already know that their testimony is not going to get thrown out, because of this Gzeres HaKosov of Atem. So, what's the point of the Hazama anyway? So, why would we say that it has to be Ra'i L'Hazima if there's going to be consequences? Testimony is only admissible if it could be huzum-sized. And were to be huzum size, it would make a difference, it would be thrown out. But now that we know that the testimony would be kept in anyway, and the Kiddush HaChodesh would be applicable, so says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe Misvara, we would say, then who cares if it's Ra'i La'azima, since who cares if there's Zomim anyway? You might have thought such a thing, says the Minchas Chinuch. He says, no. Hainu, Mishum Atem, the Drasha, third line, Afilu, Wutayim, Afilu, Mezidim, the Im Kitchu, Yom Shloshim, Below Edim Klal, and that's Svar number one, why you might have thought no need for a lazima. Svar number two, im kitchu yom shloshim lo eidim klal gam ki maaseim kayamim. We know a month can only be 29 or 30 days, i.e. Rosh Chodesh can only be on the 30th or 31st day. So let's say on that first possibility, no witnesses came. So, memelo, we know without any doubt that Rosh Chodesh is going to be the next day. Now we still wait and hope witnesses come, because it's a special mitzvah, Chodesh Zalachem, to accept and be Mekadosh the Chodesh based on Edom. But let's say the Edom don't come. For whatever reason. Klal Yisrael was busy, it was very cloudy, they got lazy, whatever, who cares why? Let's say no witnesses came. You're going to tell me what? It's Adar forever because no witnesses came? It's a 40-day Adar? No, it's absurd. If they don't come, Bezdin is empowered to declare Rosh Chodesh anyway, even without the witnesses. So again, you'll tell me, maybe, who cares about Edi Hazama? Since in the end, the Edom are not that integral.
The default is third.
Say, because we would be Mekadosh even without them. So if we could be Mekadosh even without Edom, maybe we don't care if they're huzum-sized or not. Because even if they're huzum-sized, they're no worse than no Edom. Again, that's the second rationale he's proposing for maybe why you should have a lesser requirement. You shouldn't require Edom Zom.
Whenever you have Edom,
oh, good, so we're going to get to it. Good. Okay, good. So, yeah, Alan, you just applied the next line, literally. Aval. So all of those were svaras, havaminas. But the Minchas Chinuch rejects it. Aval Kaven de Minat Torah Beinin Shite Edus Kshera. No, we don't go all the way to the extreme and say, well, since anyway you could be Mekadosh the Chodesh without Edim, so let Psulim come too. Let a cotton be made. Like an Eved be made. We don't say that. Like Alan just said, if you're going to use Edim, it should be kosher. So too, Tzorach Gam Kid Edush Ata Yochel Azima. Right? That's so far, that's just two svaras to discount it. But Kamash Mulan Allen svara that if you're going to do something, you do it right. Yes, Yosef.
So what makes the Edim kosher? I mean, would their kosher well?
Well, there are certain halachos about what an Ed has to be. It has to be over bar mitzvah, it has to be a man. Has to be from, not a apostle. There are also the halachos of Edus.
Doesn't Kama say that they question him, is it here, was there?
Yes, of course, because we take it seriously. If it turns out we either no witnesses come, or some come, but we disqualify them on cross-examination, and Chanami will be Kaddish anyway. But if we're going to perform the Kiddush HaChodesh by Edim, we want to make sure that they're valid Edim. Exactly.
Really?
Ayin Shach Kosher Bishpat Simon Lama Gimel. Hechuya the Gam Bidini Mamar Asrach Eidush Yatha Yachal Zima. And then he points out that our poskim would disagree. It's machlokas aposkim whether you need Eidim Zomim even Eidus Royal Azima even a Mamanis, or is it only in Dini Nefashis? The Svara for those who say it's only in Dini Nefashis, Alan's point again, but should it be done right? Because those poskim hold that really, really you could be valid without it. Why Taka is there a halacha of Royal Azima? That's part of our rachmanus on potential capital criminals. In other words, we know that v'tzilu ha'eda, we have a weird quirk in our legal system that sometimes the judges, first of all, we know they're not just impartial judges, they interact with the witnesses, cross-examine, etc. That's number one. Sometimes they even offer arguments for the defense. That's the halakha of taninan. But we also know that we have a bias, again, how extreme you want to push it is the famous machlokas tanaim and makos with Rabbi Akiva and different things. But lamaisa, everyone agrees, shavto eda, vitzilo eda, that there is a bias towards not killing people. How far we would push it is a debate. But there is an idea that Chazal will try. We don't just say, well, the guy, if he had a good defense attorney, he would have gotten off. No, if we can come up with a svara to get him off, we'll get him off. Whereas we want to have every scenario in place that he could get off if possible. So some posts can hold, that's why we need Royal Azima. Two witnesses come and say this is Machal Shabbos. So those witnesses need to be potentially subject to being huzum-sized as another break for the defendant. It would be another way to get him off. If they were totally unhuzum-sizable, so then it would be one step further, one more nail in the coffin for the person they testified against. But that's only by capital cases. But on a Dine Mominus case, I'm going to testify that you voted three times for the tables or for the lobby seats. That's Dine Mominus. So in such a case like that, maybe you don't go so far and it could be valid. That's the Machlokes Achronim, the Shach quotes there. But that's Mominus versus Nefashis. Avokan shavu l'dinei knasos to be in smuchin v'shiv kakira v'chodem in a Torah im kentzarek v'vade eru shato yechal azima. But here we have anyway a higher standard of witnesses and judges because this is more in the parsha. It's not straight mominus of somebody owing somebody. It's more. It's not in the parsha either. It's more equivalent to kind of a knasos. Knasos are financial as opposed to being a capital, but they're not where somebody did something and therefore owes. It's not compensatory, knossos. Right? It's punitive. So in this case, it's not punitive, it's not a direct analogy, but again, it's something that's going to be imposed or performed by Beis Din. So just like there's a higher standard of judges for something like that, and a higher standard of witnesses, so too it should be for that as well. So Ad Kan, so far everything with the Minchas Hanukkah said is just he's varfing a svara, he's hanging out at the in the back of the Beis Medrash, and someone came over to him and said, no, what do you think? Let's talk svaras. So far he's just in the loft. The svara, you could hear two arguments against, but he's convinced you would need it. Now the Minchas Hanukkah does something very famous. He applies this shaila to a very well known discussion in the beginning of Masechta Makkos. If you'll recall from your younger years or your Daf Yomi years in the last 7 years, Masechta Makkos begins with Edim Zomim, except for, as the Gemara points out, it discusses the cases which seem to be exceptions to the rule. Because we know that Edim Zomim usually get punished with the same punishment they attempted to inflict. So I said, you owe $100, and I'm Huzum size, now I owe $100. But let's say you have cases in which the type of punishment that they were trying to dishonestly get someone to be guilty for is inapplicable to them. Classic example, the Gemara says, is Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. You're a Kohen, and I testify that you're really a Cholol. You shouldn't be allowed to Duchen or get certain Matnas Kahuna, because really your father was divorced and remarried, and you married a divorcee you shouldn't have. So it turns out that I made the whole thing up, because after all, when I claimed to have seen your father get divorced, I was really in Topeka. What are you going to say? Okay, well, you tried to make this guy a Cholol, a Ben Gerusha, now we're going to make you a Cholol? I'm not a Kohen. That's the famous opening sugya in Masech Makos. So Gemara says, in such a case, he gets Malkus. You can't do the Kasher Zamum, you get Malkus. So on that Gemara, Tosfos asks, why is that so simple? Because you can't give the intended punishment, we'll give him Malkus. But the Gemara, we have a klal, Eidus has to be Roy LaHazima. And Hazama means Kasher Zamum Lasos, like you tried to do. So how is Malkus a substitute for that? That's the question of Tosfos. Tosfos gives two answers, and the Minchas Chinuch is now going to apply this Shaila to that. Okay? Amnon. Yesh lomer d'zeh yeh toli b'shnei terutzei Tosfos. Reish Makas. The famous two terutzim in Makas and Tosfos. L'chorah says the Minchas Chinuch, this will be toli in that famous Tosfos. Why? Gabi ben Charusha, Dibra Maskel Me'ibin, Shishu ha'ave eidesh yeh toyachal azim. How could the Gemara say so blithely and so nonchalantly that in such cases where you can't do the intended punishment, we'll, quote, just give a Malkus? Well, that doesn't cut it, says Tosfos. You're supposed to give Kasher Zamum Lasos, the intended punishment. If we can't do it, why don't we, instead of just saying Malkus and saying everything's great, sweeping it under the rug, we should be throwing out the testimony. Now, that would sound absurd, because then you could never have any testimony about him in Grusha Menchalusa. But yet, Tosfos is, we're between a rock and a hard place. How do you get out of the fact you need Eidus Sheroi Lazima? This is not Roi Lazima. So, two answers in Tosfos. The first answer that Tosfos gives, V'tirzu, Cave and the Loki and the Shaper have Yecholim Lazimam. In essence, no, rejecting the assumption. Malkus is considered a Kiyam and Kasher Zamam. Why is that the case? Well, you have to go to Lomdash Hashirim and Masech HaMakus. But that's the famous first answer of Tosfos, that no, in these cases, Kasher Zamam Lasos means when it's possible Lasos. In these cases where it's impossible, so then we give Malkus, and it is a fulfillment. In other words, this is important to be clear, because we'll see a contrast in the second answer. According to the first answer of Tosfos, yes, Eidus ben Harusha ben Chalutza, etc., every Eidus needs to be Roi Lazima. In these few exceptional cases, Malkus is Roi Lazima. Im Kain, so in light of that, says Minchas Chinuch, Gam Kan, so to hear, Nihir Deloi Shayich Din HaZama Lasulam Kasher Zamam. You couldn't exactly employ Kasher Zamam here. You thought it would be hard to make a non-Kohen into a Cholol. Kihem Rotsu Shayom Rosh Chodesh. It was like, you know, the kids get dressed up on Purim, they dress up as, you know, Rosh Chodesh or something. What are you going to say? Because you lied about Rosh Chodesh and got caught, we're going to make you into Rosh Chodesh. I mean, what are you going to do? It's absurd, obviously. It's a joke. Uman Nucha Lasoslam. Obviously, you can't do Kasher Zamam when someone's testifying about Rosh Chodesh. Become Okom, Lokim Arboim. We would give him Malkus. So according to this answer in Tosfos, this is mamish analogous. In both cases, they tried to do something, they got huzum sized, and in both cases, what they tried to do is obviously not shayach to do to them, so we give Malkus. I, who said Malkus is a substitute, answer number one in Tosfos is it can substitute. Oh, so this is consistent with everything the Minchas Chinuch originally said. Originally, Chinuch said, Misvara, you would need Yochel Azima. Aye, but you can't do the actual Hazama here. So, according to the first answer in Tosfos, it's good. Because, in Hanami, giving Malkus is considered Roi Lazima.
Because they get a punishment for telling a lie. I mean, I think that's
Malkus. Correct. No, correct. But again, the Shaila was, you need to give the specific punishment. Again, but the Shaila, the Havamin of the Shaila was, you know, it's not just enough to have a punishment. And I'll tell you to go, stay after school and write 1,000 times on the blackboard, I'll be a good boy. I mean, that's also punishment, but that wouldn't count. The Chiddush of Tosfos is that Malkus, in these cases, constitutes Kasher Zamam. It's equivalent.
Substitute.
Yes.
You wouldn't say that the ramifications of them telling a lie could be doing, if they mess up when Yantif is, could be people committing
terrorism. It is true. But how would that translate to him?
We don't go that far. In other words, he wanted somebody. In other words,
so therefore, what?
He wanted somebody to be Mechal Yantav by his lie.
And then what? And then they would get punished. So we should give him that. That's too grumma. It's too grumma. Yeah. It's too grumma. Yeah. He asks on himself to Achyei Shlomar, The Leishaya Khan din zed Malkus. Who said, who told the Minchas Chinuch that in the case where we caught you as an Edom Zomim in a Rosh Chodesh case, who said you get Malkus? Who said you get Malkus? He's just assuming it. The Afin in Laba Malkus, because on Gemara Malkus, that Beis Amid Beis, where it tells you that in such cases you do get Malkus, where does that learn from? He's Tikwa Tzadik. Sheheidim Hirshua Tzadik. Pamazimin Hitzikwa Tzadik. The Edom tried to make a guy guilty. The second set, the Huzim Sizers, Huzim Size the first set, and they are Matzik the Tzadik, as opposed to the other person trying to Marshia the Tzadik. Sha'edim Shershu is the Tzadik, Vezim Matzik the Tzadik. V'haylam bin Hakos Arash, a continuation of the Pasuk, you get Malkus. So in such cases, the Gemara drives in Malkus, where you can't give the Kasher Zaman punishment, you give Malkus, and according to Tosos, it's equivalent. But Khan says Minchas Chinuch, by Shaykh Klal, Sha'edim Shershu is the Tzadik. But here, where it's not testifying against the person, it's testifying about a scientific metzias. Is Rosh Chodesh or not? Maybe, says Menachas Chinuch, the drusher won't apply, and in such cases, taka, other than the embarrassment of being caught, maybe there really is no punishment for these people. Because the drusher that gives malchus to the witnesses in the Ben Gerusha case, the Chalal case, that's a pasuk that has to do with interpersonal crime. I tried to mess you over, I testified falsely against you. And in that case, like, when there's a drusher, I get malchus. But here I'm not trying to mess up anybody. I'm talking about the moon. Efshar lo nuchal limo klal malchus. He exerts a kasev davke b'rishivas atzadik. V'kan enim boi l'arshir klal l'shem ben adam. I'm not trying to make anyone to a rusher. This gets to Ellie's point. But we're rejecting it as Ellie anticipated. Because you're not trying to make anyone a rusher. You're testifying out about the moon. And you'll say, okay, maybe not from that pasuk, from a different pasuk. We love the leistana, you know, breach e shakar, but we're sham dein lokin. That's not enough to give malchus. The Gemara says that have a lav shembo ma'isa. Dibur is not considered a ma'isa. It's a very important Gemara there. Dibur lav shemay ma'isa. Akosha. So in light of that, he asks on himself. Okay, good. I can rely on Tosfos that says malchus is a substitute for kasher zamam. But who said here you even get malchus? But says Minchas Chinuch, as much as I think what I'm asking makes sense, if you follow the road all the way to the conclusion, it leads you into the land of the absurd. If you accept this, that there is no Malkus, and therefore there is no Eidus Yachal Azima, then by definition you could never have Eidus on Kiddush HaChodesh. Now clearly the Torah didn't have that in mind, so it said you should have Eidus on Kiddush HaChodesh. So Baal Karcha says in Menachas Chinuch, Efshar, we have to give a different answer, or Knech, to clarify this answer. No, even though the Pasuk of Yitzikot the Tzadik is not applicable here, because we're not talking about a defendant, nevertheless, Mistama in this case, as he originally thought, he goes back to it, you would get Malkus. That drasha is not meant that it has to be patterned literally every time only if there's a defendant. It meant it's a broader drasha that came to say whenever you can't give the intended punishment of kasher zamam, malchus suffices. Imken shapar have eidus shato yachal zima. Adkan is Minchas Chinuch according to Teretz number one. Again, let's just put it on the board so we're clear. I need this for tomorrow's morning shiur, but I'll draw a prettier picture for them tomorrow. So Gemara says, so Minchas Chinuch had said, Misvara, he said, Eidus Kiddush HaChodesh must be Chayev Lios Roy Lazima. That's what he said, Misvara. So then he asked on it, but Roy Lazima means you get the intended punishment, and here you're not going to get the intended punishment. So his first, so he says, in essence, this is Tully in the two answers in Tosus. This is analogous to the same case. Right? The question is, I kasher zamam lasos. Whoops, yeah. And this is analogous to Reish Makos, Ben Gerusha. So if that's the case, we have a famous Tosus there that asks the same question, because you can't give the punishment there either. So answer number one in Tosfos was Malkus counts, equals Kasher Zama. Then the Minchas Chinuch, okay, so we stopped here. We said, good, we're good. Malkus equals Kasher Zama. So here we're going to get Malkus, that'll also equal Kasher Zama. Like then the Minchas Chinuch asked, the makor for this is the Hitzdiku, as a tzaddik. And here you don't have, it's a defendant. Here there's no defendant. So the Minchas Chinuch answers, no. It wasn't meant to be so literal. It meant, Kolchi Hagavna, in every case, Shiefshar, Lasos, Kasher Zama. That pasuk was not meant to be so literal. It was meant to just tell us broadly that any time you can't give the intended punishment, you give Malkus. And, going back to Tosfos up here, answer number one, when you give Malkus, that is considered equivalent of Kasher Zama. So Ad Khan, we have first half of the page, if you will. This, if we go with Tosfos answer number one, this confirms his assumption. Eidus Kedusha Chodesh needs the Yos Rachel Azima. But you can't do Kasher Zama Lasos. Yeah, but we can do Malkus. And Malkus, according to Tosfos answer number one, is equivalent to Kasher Zamam. Okay? Good. Now, end of the paragraph. Ach, Leteris Hasheni Shel Tosfos. But there's a second answer. Back in Malkus. Again, Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. I testify that you're a cholo. Your father had an illegal marriage. It turns out that it's all not true because I was, you know, off at the races. I couldn't have been there when I claimed that your father got divorced. So who said you're a cholo? But you can't turn me into a cholo because I'm not a Kohen. Huh?
The Gemara says if he was a Kohen, they would make him a Kol. How would that work?
Yes. You mean in such a case?
Yeah, a Kohen would say against a Kohen.
I don't remember. I think we throw it out completely. I think. I think it's a low plug. I don't remember, but I think it's a low plug. Yes. But in theory,
you can make it.
I mean, you know, if we're entertaining any possibility, you know, halacha is, you know, very powerful. You know, maybe we would have, you know, anyway. So, but what's the second answer of Tosfos? Tosfos in answer number two gives a completely different answer. The supposition of the question was you always need Roy Lazima, and here we can't do it. Answer number one was yes, we can, right? For anyone who has young kids, Bob the Builder, can we do it? Yes, we can. Malkus counts. Answer number two, says Tosfos, is when you can't do it, you don't have to do it. Right? You might call it a cop-out answer, but Tosfos says no. Answer number two in Tosfos, over here, Tosfos says, Ein achinami, Ein tzarech. Right? If it's not possible, it's not necessary. Now, just to give you a out-of-left-field analogy, we do have other examples of this in Halacha. For example, Midaraisa, a ger needs a carbon. The Gemara Nivoma says, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to have a ger if once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? And the Gemara understands, it's only required when it's possible. Here it's not possible, so then it's not needed, apparently. So too here. If it's not possible, apparently it's not needed. Ooh, according to that answer in Tosfos, says Minchas Chinuch, because if you hold of this answer in Tosfos, that whatever you can't give the intended punishment, which obviously you can't hear, we can't turn anyone into a moon. Apparently, in such cases, if it's impossible, it's not required. Well, if that's the case, and Ben Gerusha Ben Chalusa, apparently you don't have the requirement of Roy Lazima, so Ben Chalusa, according to answer number two in Tosfos and Malkus, up here we would be disagreeing. The hypothesis of Tosfos, that you mustama need Roy Lazima here, he now reevaluates. He says, maybe my hypothesis up here is only true according to this answer in Tosfos. According to this answer in Tosfos, we have precedent for the fact that in some cases when it's impossible to apply, taka, you don't need it. Now you'll say, what's the difference? Because minei ubei, we will accept witnesses. Minei ubei, even if they're huzum size, kasher zamam, it doesn't matter because atem afilu mazidim. So what's the nafkamina? And all of this is, I think, fascinating, but lamaisa, what's the difference? Nope. Even if you get Malkus, but the point is, who said that would be Kasher Zomam? That may not be Kasher Zomam. So he says in the last line, I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. Imke nafkamina kan debeina drusha v'chakira. Drusha v'chakira, broadly speaking, are the rigorous cross-examination methods that the court would employ against any witness. And the Rambam says, as he points out, the Echad Omer al Eza Drusha v'chakira eni yodea. Let's say one of the two witnesses, obviously they questioned them separately so they couldn't hear each other's answers. One of them gets a question which they don't know the answer to, let alone if they contradict themselves. Mavur b'sanhedrin, the b'chakiros im echad omer eni yodea, edusan b'teila. Vatam d'hav eda sheta yochel azima. The chakiros include questions like, where did all this happen? You say you saw a guy b'machal Shabbos, where and when? Why do we ask where and when? So the Gemara says, the Rambam tells us, so that it's even if they don't contradict themselves, and even if they make us through our rigorous cross-examination, but at least we now have them on a record when and where they claim it happened, which sets up the possibility for Edom Zomim, i.e. the fulfillment of Roy Lazima. And if they don't make it through, for example, they say, I don't remember exactly what day of the week it was. I mean, it was Shabbos, of course, it was Michal Shabbos. Yeah, but I don't remember if it was in Baltimore or Owings Mills or was JCC, it's so confusing. So, in such a case, Rambam says, we paskin, based on Sanhedrin, daf mem, that the testimony is thrown out, because it's not Roy Lazima. In Cain, so it comes out of Nafkamina. In this post teretz harishon shel tosfis, b'idin edish ata yochel lazima. V'im echad omar al chakirat eni yodei dusam b'teila. L'teretz sheni shel tosfis, ein tzarach edish ata yochel lazima. Im Cain, af echad omar eni yodei dusam kayemes. Rak machishin zezev, ein tzarach laharich. A gavaldik anafkamina, says the Minchas Chinuch. We rigorously cross-examine the witnesses. Forget Adam Zoman. We want to make sure they're telling the truth. Let's say, when they ask the question, it's an obvious question, you say you saw the new moon. Well, where were you when you say you saw the new moon? You were in Tekoa, you were in Modi'in, you were in Yerushalayim, you were in Tel Aviv. Where were you when you claimed you saw the new moon? I don't know. You know, I was so enraptured by the beauty of the moon. Ain't you okay? I don't know. Stop. Forget Huzum's side. They can't be Huzum's side. But the Shaila is, would we accept the testimony? Says the Minchas Chinuch, that's a great Shaila. And this is now practical. The rubber's hitting the road. This is an afkamina of our Shaila. If you hold like the first answer of Tosfos and you say that's relevant for here, that Eidus Kiddush HaChodesh requires Roy LaHazima, even though for our practical purposes we can't make anyone's own anyway, but we require the standard of testimony being Roy LaHazima. Well, in this case, if he says Eini Odea, about where it was or when it was, it's no longer Roy Lazima, we would throw the witness out. But according to the second answer, it's a huge kula. That fundamentally, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, like by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, fundamentally we simply don't require Roy Lazima. If we don't require Roy Lazima, and it says Eini Odea, Eini Chanami, now it's no longer Roy Lazima. But who cares? Again, if we catch the guy in a lie, so for Shteitzach, of course we're going to throw him out. But Eini Odea is not a lie. You know, it's like everyone before Congress. I don't remember.
The reason for the question to set that based in knows that he actually, if he says I don't know, then...
Enechanami. If they think he's not telling the truth.
Then get rid of him.
Right, but just saying I don't know to certain things is not necessarily a lie. You know, let's say, in all seriousness, let's say something was so exciting or so dramatic that you were so enraptured by whatever you were testifying or witnessing, you didn't necessarily take it in notice. I mean, some of the questions that they ask, which are not necessarily about time and location, you know, was the guy wearing, was he a lefty or was he a righty, you know, so like in a murder case, was he wearing a red shirt or a blue shirt, you know, I could see somebody simply would tell the truth, they definitely said they saw the murder, but they don't remember certain details. That's not necessarily lying. But, if one of the things they say Eini Odea about is about time and place, then even if we don't think they're lying, but in other types of cases, they would be inadmissible. Because they're no longer Roy Lazima. So the Shaila is here. Would it be inadmissible? And it depends on the larger Shaila. Does Eidus Kiddush HaChodesh need to be Roy Lazim or not? And what we've now come to the conclusion is, it's totally on two answers in Tosfos. According to the first answer, it needs to be. Therefore, Eini Odea would be thrown out. According to the second answer, it does not need to be. And therefore, Eini Odea would be allowed to stay in.
If it would be thrown out, of course,
Or Mekadosh HaKadosh without witnesses. That's right.
I mean, at the end of the day, Basin can be Mekadosh under any circumstances.
Correct. But it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah.
The question is whether to go...
We can fill the mitzvah to the witnesses. That's right.
The first day.
Well, if this was on the first day, it would be impractical, because it's right. Chaim's right. If this is on the first day, and we throw them out, and let's say no new witnesses come until the second day, so then that would have changed the whole calendar. Right? This could be, you know, what day Yom Kippur is dependent on the Shaila in such a case. Right? That's obviously very, very significant. Depending on whether you hold Roila, you need a Roila Zim or not, would be very, I want to mention just two things I saw off the page, and then we'll conclude. Two Ha'aras against the Mechas Chinuch, which kind of agreed that you do not need Roy Lazima. What Mechas Chinuch said was based on the second answer to Tazus. But both said that there are larger considerations that the Mechas Chinuch shouldn't have been blinded by. And in essence, they have the same critique that he's being myopic. He wasn't thinking of something else. And, in huge chronology, not Lav Davka about the Mechas Chinuch in one of the cases, but about this general Shaila. One is a Sefer of Ha'aras, Mechas Chinuch of Gifter. And the other is in a Tshuva by Rabbi Akiva Eger. So Rav Gifter made the point that he assumed that you do not need Roy Lazima. Why? Because that's only when you have Alpi Shnayim Edim Yakum Hadavar, when witnesses are being making, are establishing something. But in here, after all, we said Atem Afilu Mutayim, they're not really being making something. After all, we could do it without them. So Rav Gifter, conceptually, very much downgrades the role, and now you could easily disagree with him. But that's his hanacha, and therefore, if they're not being make him something because they're a gifter, therefore, maybe you would not require the trappings of witness of formal testimony, i.e. Roy Lazima. That's Rav Gifter's ara, and that's on Mechas Chinuch directly. And then the Rav Akiva Eger himself in a tshuva also assumes that there'd be an issue here, because even though the Mechas Chinuch assumed that there would be Malkus, remember we saw over here, he thinks with a tzaddik for Malkus, and he says, no, in general, anytime you can't do the Kashi Zaman, you should get Malkus. That was Mechas Chinuch's assumption. But Akiva Eger specifically disagrees with that. He assumes that there would be no Malkus. Why? Because there's no violation of Lasana Bariacha, because there's no Riacha. Okay, which is another variation of this. You know, do you need there to be a descendant or not? So Mechas Chinuch had a Havamina, but then he rejected it. In essence, it's tantamount, the Rabbi Akiva Eger accepts the Havamina here. That you only would say Malkus in a case where you can't do Kasher Zamam when there was a defendant. But if there's no Riacha, or in this case no Tzadik, as Mechas Chinuch thought, then there shouldn't be. By the way, Agav, even though he disagrees with the Mechas Chinuch assumption on that side, he also disagrees with Rabbi Gifter. Rabbi Eger agrees with Eli. He says no. Rabbi Akiva Eger says the witnesses are being making. It's true we could do Kiddush Chodesh without them, but if we're using them, then Taka, right. Then they are being making. Okay? Very good. No.